Bend, Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Matters, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey.
This is the final Tell Joy Where to Go, as I am hanging up the microphone for retirement after today. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine, and I have had so much fun with this hour and with exploring Wisconsin and neighboring states and reporting back. I am looking forward to your final assignments today. And I know that our regular guest, travel writer Gary Knowles, who is also here, can't wait to tell me where to go, but he's going to have to wait because Kate Archer Kent is also here to help me ask for your support during the last day for me on The Joy Cardine Show and during our fall membership drive. So, Kate, good morning.
Good morning. And I think I need to bring in an extra box of tissues here.
Oh, yeah.
This side of the room.
And for those of you who haven't heard already, Kate Archer-Kent will be hosting. She will be in this studio, in this chair, on Monday morning, hosting The Morning Show. We're not going to call it, despite my best efforts, it's not going to continue to be called The Joy Cardine Show. But welcome.
Thank you.
Our listeners know you as you have filled in for me frequently. So
yeah.
Congratulations for taking on the interim role.
Absolutely.
And enjoy getting
we'll
up early.
We'll do our best. Yeah. We'll do our best. Well, our goal here, Joy, this hour is 20 pledges. So that is where we stand, 20 pledges this hour. It's great time to give because we're celebrating our first 100 years of broadcasting. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It gets us one step closer to meeting our goal, and it means a strong start to funding the programs you count on for the next 100 years.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, corporate funding are important, but there is another source that's even more important.
Yes, the single largest piece of the budget pie comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It is the backbone of our funding. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 22,000 WPR members are proud, sustaining members. They provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can join their ranks by choosing an amount, say $10 a month, and setting it up on an ongoing basis. It is the best way to support the station that you rely on every day, every morning. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'd like you to join us at our Centennial Bash next month, and that's why we'll be giving away a Centennial Celebration Package to one lucky winner this drive. Make a gift of any amount, and you'll be entered to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. The winner will receive two VIP passes to our marquee event with NPR's Ari Shapiro on October 14th in Madison. You'll also get accommodation and meals. And you don't have to donate to participate. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. And good luck.
Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join the party. We have our centennial celebration coming up next month. You might be the winner of that drawing. We are also celebrating Wisconsin during this hour. That's what we do each hour during the Joy Cardine Show during this Friday 6 to 7 hour. And this is my last Tell Joy Where to Go. So I'm hoping that you will give us plenty of assignments of places to explore in Wisconsin and plenty of pledges, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It's really quick. It's easy to do, and your gift really helps. So take the next couple of minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Someone's chipped away at our goal here, Joe. Joy.
Good.
19 pledges left to go this hour. We can do it with your help. Perhaps make a centennial gift. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are celebrating. You know that. Listeners, you make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on every day. So make your centennial gift right now, your birthday gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And don't forget, when you give, you're also entered into that fabulous drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package.
Thanks to Carlene from Wanakee, who says, thank you to Joy Cardine for so many inspiring, informative, and sometimes humorous programs. Well, we try. Carlene, thank you. I will miss your skillful interviews each weekday morning. Happy retirement. Mm. Thank you so much. I really do thank you all from the bottom of my heart for all of your just very touching notes and online comments and cards and even little mementos and gifts. Thanks to Jerry.
Cake.
What's that? Yeah, cake. I was going to say thank you to Jerry from West Allis who sent a cake yesterday, which was really, really something. And I posted a picture of it, by the way, on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, dear listeners, thank you so much for your kindness. And I hope that you will continue listening along as Kate will be hosting this hour for the time being, and we will call it Wisconsin Weekend. So Kate Archer-Kent will be hosting this program next week, calling it Wisconsin Weekend. Well, let's welcome in our guest. Gary Knowles has... Gary, you've been here, I think, from the start of Tell Joy Where to Go.
The chair kind of fits me here, Joy, and I've really enjoyed being here with you all these days. And, you know, it's such an honor to be here to say where to go. And it always has been. And I know that regardless of what I tell you, you find a lot of good stuff out there that I think I should be going to, too.
Well, I've really, really had a lot of fun with this hour. I truly have. And Gary, if you don't remember, Gary used to work for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and he is now the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He is the author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's also a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. And we knew all of that about you, Gary, so that's why we asked you to join us on a regular basis on Tell Joy Where to Go. And you always did give me great assignments, including great drives, scenic drives. And I know you have some fall drives to suggest during this final edition of Tell Joy Where to Go.
Well, you know, because it is autumn and it's so beautiful out there, and it's starting to really start to change around the state now, I thought it would be appropriate, since tomorrow morning you're going to need to go, you know, where to go.
Yes.
That there'd be some places to go right away. And so that's why I came up with a few drives in this area. And I should probably say, too, that I recommend that anybody else who wants to go do great drives and find color in Wisconsin, go to travelwisconsin.com, which is the state tourism website. And on there, you can actually sign up for getting email alerts about when the colors are changing. They have something like 100 people around the state reporting all the colors all the time. And so you'll find out where they are. And there's also a way to sign up to get a report on your smartphone, so that you'll actually get the report on the phone.
But do you know, Gary, I saw a report somewhere that said because of the oddball weather we've been having, that the colors may not be as intense or may not last as long or something. Have you heard any reports from around the state?
You know, I've heard people speculate on that. I hear that every year, Joy, and sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But the thing that I find, and I was looking at a color map the other day of where people are reporting intense color, is that it's pretty spotty around the state. There are some places, I think, perhaps Calumet County over near Lake Winnebago. And in that area, there are a couple of areas already reporting a lot of color over there, but a lot of other places reporting just beginning. And even up north, it was not in the high area in most places yet. So the peak is still to come.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Gary, that I know one of the fall drives I want to take, because I, as you know, I love Door County, and I go to Door County at least once a year, usually more than that. But I have... I have never been in Door County during peak fall time.
Oh, really?
And I can't believe I've not done that. But I am going to do that, and I know that they are world famous for that windy road at the very tip of the peninsula.
That's the Jens Jensen Road. It was designed. He was a kind of a landscape architect, a contemporary of Frank Lloyd Wright and some other people, but had a real kind of environmental aesthetic. He believed that by designing the environment in a certain way, it would affect your mood. And so he got to design that little stretch of road that goes from Gill's Rock out to where the ferry lands out on the end out there. And it is probably one of the most photographed and famous little stretches of road in Wisconsin, for sure. But I know around the Midwest, it's one of those, too. And it's just the end of Highway 42. It goes right out to where the Washington Island Ferry leaves from. And so, by all means, get up there and take a look at it. It's spectacular in fall.
And I see that you have one here that I can just hop in the car tomorrow morning and do it. It's not too far from Madison.
Yeah, all you have to do is just take Highway 12 right up to Prairie du Sac from Madison. And no matter where you're coming from, get over there to Prairie du Sac. And then it's Highway PF, as in Paul Frederick, or Prairie du Sac Freedom. And it goes from Prairie du Sac up to North Freedom. And it was actually one of the roads we featured on our convertible tour this year. It's one of the most beautiful county roads anywhere in the state. I want to say it's about 20-some miles long, and it's just fantastic. It's fun to drive, so it's got a lot of hills and roller coaster parts and twisty parts, but it's just spectacular as well for scenery.
That sounds like maybe Rob would like to take that with his Jeep.
I would suggest taking the Jeep. Take the top off the Jeep if it's a nice day, and you'll really enjoy it.
We are going to get it. I'm going to go on your auto, your convertible tour sometime, because Rob wants to go too, because we can make that Jeep a convertible. So
that'll be great. And we had a couple of Jeeps this year that joined us, and so that was a lot of fun.
That is your open air tour, and it's usually in August.
It starts the third Thursday in August every year, and we consider it a full weekend because we start on a Thursday and go through Sunday.
Well, I'm putting that on the list as well. So what's another favorite autumn drive?
Well, the Northwoods. How can you not love the Northwoods and be in Wisconsin? And I know you do, and I know you've already explored that area pretty well. But I put together a little drive for you that kind of goes from Minocqua along the back roads, along the highways that kind of run through the lake country up there, goes over through the Star Lake area, over to Eagle River, and then kind of cuts up to the north and through what is really traditionally known as the lake and forest country of Wisconsin, which is that Vilas County area up there. Essentially thousands of lakes, really, literally thousands of lakes in the area. There's one of the great little drives up there, Highway K, that runs from Star Lake and goes up to Boulder Junction. Probably one of the best little rustic roads, most beautiful in the state of Wisconsin. And of course, I would say, stop in Minocqua, stop in Eagle River. It's cranberry time. You can pick up some cranberries. There's a great cranberry gift shop up there. There's antique shops up there. If you like to eat at supper clubs, Norwood Pines.
You
over
know
in
I like to eat at yeah, supper I know. Clubs.
So it's got a lot of those things that people really love and that I know you like too.
And that's what's nice about your list here, Gary, and these fall drives. It's not just here's the highway to be on. You also suggest some places where you can stop along the way and eat along the way and even have a Bloody Mary along the way.
Well, that's right. There's some good ones up there.
We are talking with Gary Knowles. He is our regular consultant for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and this is the last tell Joy where to go. I can't believe I'm saying that. But it, the actual concept will go on when Kate Archer Kent assumes the hosting reins next week. We'll call it Wisconsin Weekend. Gary Knowles is a travel writer. He is president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, and he has joined us for many, many years on a monthly basis and then a seasonal basis to tell me where to go. And I've always enjoyed following through on the assignments and going to different places all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. We'd take some photos and we'd post them on Facebook, and I would report back on these shows. We even had fun with that magnet for a while, Gary, where we'd hide the magnet and the WPR magnet, and people had to guess, where is the WPR magnet? So that was a lot of fun, and I really have enjoyed it, and I am going to take down your suggestions, too. Tell me to come to your community for something. Is there something about your community that makes it special, or is there an event, a festival, a scenic area, something that you would recommend? I really am going to follow through on as many as I can. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Before we go to break, let me take David and Raymond. Hi, David.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I definitely strongly sense the tone of excitement in your voice today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I wonder why. No. I just want to express my really profoundest sense of appreciation for you. I think you've been a really good ambassador for civil discussion. I think you've been a very good ambassador for the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you.
My wife and I moved from the West Coast a little over 10 years ago, and listening to your show going into work, 5 days a week, helped me understand and learn to appreciate and eventually explore different parts of Wisconsin. And if you ever have the chance to visit the town of Raymond, Google it, and don't blink or you will miss our wonderful little town.
Oh, what makes it wonderful, David? I will look for it. What makes it wonderful to you?
To be honest, the people. In terms of businesses and that kind of thing, there's just not much there. But our school, elementary school, is really a wonderful institution. It's a community center, essentially. The folks that have lived there and their families for years and years, they made us feel welcome, didn't make us feel like second-class citizens. I never picked up on any kind of sense of... you know, we're real locals. You're some kind of a foreigner. So
David, thank you so much, and thank you for the kind words. That is, in part, what I was hoping that this hour would do, is to be a welcome to Wisconsin, a celebrate Wisconsin. And I knew people who probably lived here for a long time would appreciate it, but I love it that a newcomer learned a lot about Wisconsin from the program. And I know that you listen to other shows, and that is the mission, too, to have civil discourse. And we hope to have very civil discourse during the Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Two of your favorite Week in Review guests will be with us, Joe Winicky and John Sharpless. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. That makes me want to dance. We are having fun on this last edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and celebrate life in Wisconsin. We talk about the many recreational and cultural and educational things to do in our great state. We have talked about polka, we've talked about beer, we've talked about cheese, we've talked about the Packers, we've talked about every iconic Wisconsin thing there is, and we've discovered some new things along the way. Gary Knowles also joins me on a regular basis to tell me where to go somewhere in the state for a great Wisconsin experience, and I'm asking you to also tell me where to go for some fun or for something fascinating. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Kate Archer Kent joins me for a few minutes to check in on our fall membership drive, and this is the last day of the fall membership drive for me, because this is my last day on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Joy, it's here. Can you believe it's here?
No.
Well, so here's where we stand. We need 14 pledges more this hour, and people are really just, the comments, Joy, are just so lovely. Jerry from Princeton, who says he'll miss you every morning. He's giving an extra gift of $31 today for Joy's 31 years
Jerry,
here.
Thank you so much. That is very nice. That is very, very nice. And you know what? I want to thank Jerry. I did post it on Facebook. Jerry is a regular listener. He gave me a tip once to go to find some sturgeon that were spawning. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's strange. and they put on a real spectacle. I don't remember. It's in the spring, I think. I'm trying to remember exactly when it is. But he sent me to where they were spawning, kind of in the Princeton area. And he also sent me, he's an artist, and he makes wine bottle trees, and he also makes, he calls them bottle bugs, and he sent me a spider because he knows I really appreciate spiders. But thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate all of your tips over the years and your support. Please do make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio to keep this kind of Wisconsin-oriented programming going strong. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe the pledge is $31. Maybe the pledge is something else. Pick an amount that works for you, that's right for you, and then make the pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Keith from Milwaukee just did that, says 100 years. Congratulations, old friends. I really love that comment. Yeah.
Speak for yourself, Keith. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, this is a special hour to Joy that is not going anywhere. And, you know, the 6 a.m. conversations that people love will still be here. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and available to everyone.
I'm Joy Cardine, and Kate Archer Kent is here. She is going to be the new host of The Morning Show starting on Monday. And Gary Knowles is also here as he is our regular contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And again, this is the last Tell Joy Where to Go because this is my last day on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much for your assignments over the years. And it was fun meeting some listeners, too. I would go to the Apple Fest and meet people. That was my very first Tell Joy Where to Go assignment, Gary. I can't remember if you told me to go there or a listener told me to go there, but I went to the Gays Mills Apple Fest and had a really good time and got some apple cider donuts.
Well, I know it was on our list. It always is. And all those Apple Fests, including coming up, the first weekend in October, this year is the Apple Fest up in Bayfield. And that's been a place I think I've sent you up there, or at least tried to send you up there a lot of times. It's a great one. And if not this year, one year, you need to get up there for it.
I am going to. I've been to Bayfield, more than several times, and I love the area, but I never made it to Apple Fest. And I would like to, I bet you they have pretty colors in that area.
You know, the colors are starting up there, but when we said they're kind of spotty, that was an area where they're beginning to come out and have not yet really peaked up there, which is good news for them because it'll probably end up being a great weekend for Apple Festival. And that whole area up around the Schwamigan Bay, up around Lake Superior from Superior all the way over to Ashland and then over to the border is really a fabulous drive up there too. And it's kind of one of the areas that we've got on our drives is to go up in that area and explore the Bayfield Peninsula and to have that tour.
You have told me to go to that area more than a few times, and I went to Madeline Island and I went to Tom's Burnt Down Cafe, which is really a hoot. And and I went Big Top Chautauqua and saw some shows there, and it's just gorgeous, just gorgeous up there. Let's go to Jonathan in Appleton, who has a suggestion. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Joy. You will be missed.
Oh, thank you,
John. It is Oktoberfest here in downtown Appleton and in the greater Fox River Valley. Oktoberfest College Avenue, as you know, runs for a mile between Interstate 41 and Lawrence University at the heart of Appleton. The nonprofit community takes over College Avenue with booths and crafts. And every booth that's selling food down there is a nonprofit that raises money for their mission. This is one of the principal fundraisers for the nonprofits in the area. So I encourage everybody to come out. The weekend kicks off tonight with something called License to Cruise, where College Avenue is taken over by Classic Cars.
Yeah, and we used to cruise College Avenue when I was in high school, and it was a different, had a different meeting then.
Had a different meeting.
We cruised the Ave, and I love Oktoberfest, and I actually, I was considering going to Oktoberfest tomorrow, but I just wasn't sure whether I'd just be kind of exhausted and drained, and whether I was going to be able to make it up there and make it a day trip, because that's what it would have to be for me, because I have something else going on later. But I love Oktoberfest. It's just it is a lot of good food and fun and crafts and bands, and it's a good time. Thank you so much, Jonathan. There's also the big Oktoberfest, I think, is going on too in La Crosse.
La Crosse has one, yeah. I didn't bring my calendar with the exact dates.
You can look it
but
up.
I know that's going on over there. And I just wanted to say, Joy, that you've taught people something virtually every program, and even today you're still telling them stuff about you that we didn't know, that you were a cruiser in Appleton.
That's what they did. That was the thing to do when there was nothing else to do in Appleton. And it is a big, long downtown area, and kids would be hanging out in front of Prangies, which is no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd get in a car, and you just kind of just drive around the block. Drive down, go around the block, drive down, see who was going on.
Well, and then they've got that Mile of Music down there
too.
September, I think, is when that is. And
August. That's in August. That is wonderful. Yeah. And in fact, Corey Chisel, who is the co-founder of Mile of Music, he's an Appleton native who's made it big in the music world, is going to be playing tonight in Madison at Breeze Terrace, and it will be with Emmylou Harris and someone else who I can't remember.
Okay.
He'll be playing tonight. Cowboy Joe is with us. Hi, Cowboy Joe.
Morning, Joy. Morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. It sounds like Viroqua over there.
Yeah, it's Viroqua. I'm Sir Cowboy Joe. It would not be a Tell Joy Where to Go if you didn't call, so I'm glad you called.
Especially this one.
Yeah.
We've gotten to know each other over the last year or so, and we've talked a lot about Viroqua. We've talked a lot about Viroqua, and we've talked about the Kirkwood region, and it's good to have this opportunity to talk about it again. I still have you, right?
You do. And tell me about you have a fall festival coming up?
Yes. Now, of course, Gary being the car drive and the wonderful scenic tour aficionado in all the fall colors, the Great River Road we haven't talked about yet, and I hope that we do because it's spectacular. You could go up to La Crosse this weekend to Oktoberfest. But Viroqua is the place to be. It never sleeps here. It's the New York of the Midwest.
All right.
And mid-October, October 14th weekend, it is our fall fest, and it's really quite a unique fall festival. There's an amazing parade. There's no commercial floats. It's kids that make papier-mâché costumes and all sorts of old-time fun. And there is a program here in Viroqua that keeps the community vital and vibrant, and that's our pop-up shop program. And we at Cowboy David's Bake Shop were one of this last year's pop-up shops. And there are three that will be celebrating their one-year anniversary. And there are actually going to be eight new shops showing up in Viroqua this season. And many of them will be kicking off their life here in Viroqua mid-October, and all sorts of new vitality.
Thank you, Cowboy Joe. I gotta jump in because I know that you can tell us a lot more about Viroqua and that Driftless area, and
great place.
I really do appreciate all of the suggestions. I will I'll get there in the fall. I bet you it's beautiful in that area in the fall as well.
It is. Those spectacular roads out there, you got to go drive them.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Cowboy Joe. Hope to meet you soon. I will see you around. Kate Archer-Kent, let's talk a little bit about our fall membership drive as we are halfway to the goal for this hour.
Yeah.
And a little bit more than halfway through the program. So gotta encourage listeners to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're chugging along, let's just say, on our tour of Wisconsin this morning. 10 more pledges to go out of that goal of 20. We're halfway to our destination. Your gift right now, so important. Support the programs you rely on every day.
This is our fall membership drive, and it's appropriate. We're talking about a lot of fall things to do on this last edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. You listen because you like to explore, too. You listen because you might want to boast about something happening
in your town.
Yeah. I just love that, and I do learn so much hosting this show, and I didn't know half of the things that I know about Wisconsin when I first started hosting. It's just wonderful to explore. It's wonderful to explore Wisconsin culture and travel and recreation, and I will continue to do that in my retirement with your suggestions. Please do, though, pledge your support for this type of conversation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most dependable source of income for WPR. 9XM members are an important part of that picture as well. Your 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or $1,200 a year makes WPR the sustainable resource it is today, tomorrow, and well into the future.
Help us stay strong and continue to grow with your leadership gift or your gift of any amount, whatever amount works for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when our founders started WPR 100 years ago, they could not have imagined where we'd be today, that nearly 500,000 listeners, technically we just got an email yesterday, 496,300 listeners a week.
But who's counting?
They enjoy 24 hours a day of programming. Who knew that we'd have a comprehensive website at WPR.org, that we'd have tens of thousands of hours of shows available on demand?
And, you know, today I don't think we can really imagine where Wisconsin Public Radio will be 100 years from now. But we can know, just as our founders did 100 years ago, we are going to be creating an amazing future. I have no doubt that this pioneering experimental radio station will continue to innovate in the next 100 years. So you make that future happen when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And look at that, Joy. You have some kind words from Michigan. Ned in Watersmeet, Michigan. Congratulations to Joy on her well-deserved retirement. Ned appreciates her dedicated service in providing enlightening topics and conversation.
Aw, thank you very much, Ned. Appreciate that. I did receive also a card from someone, a custom-made, handmade card, happy retirement card, and it had giving up this, and it had shots of microphones and clocks and radio studios, and then you turn the page to this, and it was bicycle and hiking and pretty
nice
scenes of Wisconsin and beyond, because I do want to travel more when I retire, and I'm going to be a lifer, but I will travel around not only in the state, but all over the country and all over the world for that matter. So thank you so much for your kind words, and thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay.
Yes, go Packers. I'm a Wisconsin girl through and through, and I grew up with the Green Bay Packers. And we've talked about the Green Bay Packers and all things Wisconsin during this program during Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the last Tell Joy Where to Go, so tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And let me remind you that the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page is alive and well right now, but it's retiring when I retire after today.
I was going to ask you that, Joy.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be archived, I think, for a while. But there will be, I think, a new Facebook. Or no, it's going to be the Ideas Network Facebook page that is up and running. So you should go to the Ideas Network Facebook page to like it, so you can follow along on all the Ideas Network talk show content. That's where all the action will be for the morning show and Larry Mueller's show and Central Time and others. So,
you know, Joy, you say you've had a lot of people that have sent you ideas there. I've had people sending me ideas saying,
good.
If you're going to be on Joy's show, make sure you tell her to go. And if you've got just a second,
yes,
we can
tell me where the listeners want to tell me.
These here.
Yeah.
The folks up in the UP, Kath Usatello, who I know is on your show talking about 100 things to do in the UP, sends a note
that.
And says, send her to the UP. and I know the Ned from Waters Meet would agree to that, the man that was just on. And
I remember that was a great show. We talked about pasties and all sorts of the Porcupine Mountains and
the pictured
yeah.
rocks, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. And I did do that. That was when I did do the pictured rocks and did do Mackinac, too.
And it's a great place to go. It really is part of Wisconsin that was seized by Michigan, and it's the UP. We claim it as ours yet anyway, so that would be a good place to go.
And before you go on, I want to bring Ed in Oshkosh on the air, because I think Ed in Oshkosh has a UP suggestion.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, Copper Harbor, Michigan, the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
That's a great idea.
It's a must.
Yes.
As part of the UP, it's a Uper.
Yes, and there's never been a better time to get out of Wisconsin. That's all I have to say.
All right, Ed. Copper Harbor, isn't that where I catch a ferry to go to Isle Royale if I want to?
Yeah, it's a long ride.
It's a long one, yeah. it's not a ferry. It's like a ship.
It's a transport boat that'll take you over there. And there's a great drive up there, actually. It's called Brockway Mountain Drive, and it runs along the upper ridge, and you can see just fantastic views of Lake Superior and that whole beautiful area. He's right on with that one. Good suggestion.
Thank you, Ed. I just wanted to say that Isle Royale is a place I want to go, but it takes a lot of effort to get there.
You know, you might want to go up into the other M state to get there. If you go up
to Minnesota,
yeah. mm-hmm. You can leave from Grand Marais. I believe there's a ferry out of there.
I could do that.
That's a shorter ride, and mm-hmm. You can get there quicker.
So what else did listeners...
Well, the other people that have been writing are some friends of yours. Mary Bergen says that she thinks you ought to go to Orlando, Florida, and become a judge in the National Pie Championships.
I'm there.
I know Mary has done that and survived, and so that's always a good thing to say.
Just so for listeners, Mary Bergen is a travel writer as well, and she's written a lot of books like Supper Club book.
The Great Wisconsin Supper Club Cookbook is one of hers, yeah, and it's a really good book. Kelly Jo Stahl, another author who
the Wisconsin Bucket List,
sends greetings and says that you should get out and enjoy everything in the state. So you can go do that.
All right. If she's listening, she suggested to me hand gliding in Whitewater.
Okay.
I'm doing that. Yep.
Put that on the list and make sure you do that. From Elkhart Lake, where I know one of the things that you did do that we sent you to do is to take a ride at Road America up there. But from Elkhart Lake, actually a former classmate of mine in Elkhart Lake High School, Jim Benson, is the captain of the Elkhart Queen, which is a pontoon boat ride that goes around Elkhart Lake. And he says to come on up and you'll get a ride and to see the beautiful Elkhart Lake, and he'll tell you all the stories about the people that live around there. So that would be some fun to do. and over in Dane County, just up in sort of the northeast tip of Dane County, is the J. Henry Distillery, which is a place that makes some incredible bourbon. And you may want to consider going there. It was one of the stops on our convertible tour this year, but it's a beautiful place to go sip some incredibly good bourbon. And you don't have to go all the way to Kentucky, and you might want to try that.
I am familiar with that. I've not been there, though. So, yeah, great.
So well, those are a few ideas that people have taken the time to write in and say, tell Joy to come here.
All right, and we have some others who have called in. Let's go to Kelly. Oh, this is Kelly. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Good morning, Joy.
from Kentucky, yes.
All the way from
Good morning,
Kentucky.
Mary. That was a great segue, talking about Kentucky and bourbon, and here I am.
Oh, and I thought that I didn't look at the location of where you're calling from, Kelly, and it said, Kelly, she has written the Wisconsin Bucket List. She's been a guest on the program from time to time, and always has some great ideas. A Wisconsin Rapids native, right, Kelly Jo?
Correct. I was born in Fond du Lac, and I moved through the years and grew up in Wisconsin Rapids.
And you sure sound like you live in Kentucky now. It's very nice.
A little bit of an accent, probably. One of the great things that I've done through the past year is right there on the Wisconsin River in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's SUP on the Rapids. And what it is it's paddle boarding on the Wisconsin River.
Fun.
And your guide not only instructs you on how to paddle board if you're not familiar with it, but as you go upstream and downstream by the, I think it's called Verso now. It used to be Consolidated Papers,
okay.
The paper mill on the river. She tells you about the history of logging and the history of the community as you're paddleboarding, and it's quite fascinating.
Yeah, a tour on your paddleboard, and you're getting a little bit of a history lesson. I love that. That is so cool.
Yeah, so you're getting a workout and a history lesson.
And Kelly Jo, are you going to be doing that that hand gliding in whitewater, or no, you're just making me do it?
I would love to do that with you. That would be a great way to see the fall colors.
That would be a great way to see the fall colors. So let me know when you're next in town, Kelly Jo, and we'll set that up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. It's great to have you call in. We have Steve in Montreal with us next. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Retirement. Let me give you something here for your retirement bucket list. Drive the ice road to Madeline Island.
That's a great idea.
Our beautiful wintertime up here, it's great. The skiing is great. But when you drive the ice road, that gives you bragging rights over most everybody else up here. And I have done it.
You have not done it?
I have done it.
Oh, good.
Were you afraid you were going to crack through the ice and take
I
a dive?
I opened the sunroof just in case I had to get out.
Steve, I do want to do that. I think I told Gary this before when we went to see the ice caves,
right.
when the ice caves were really spectacular that one year.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, and the ice road was crossable. Last year it was not.
I think they had one briefly this past year. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Steve, I don't know if you know.
I don't really know. It was a short-termer.
It was,
when I checked, there was, it's still open, it's still open, and so I just...
You had to be really brave.
I said to Rob, and I'm going to tell on Rob now, I said, Rob, let's take the ice road. It's, we got time, we can do that. And he's like, no.
Not the new Jeep, yeah.
And so we didn't, but now he's changed his tune, and I think he will do it, and he wants to do fat tire bike across the ice road.
That people do that on a regular basis up there, and there's a whole crew of them that does that. That's good.
All right. Well, and anything else?
Yeah, Stephanie Klutz sent a note and said that to say hello and that she'd be listening today and always has listened to you. And Stephanie Klutz, of course, is the tourism director, the Secretary of Tourism for Wisconsin, probably one of the best promoters the state's ever had.
She does a great job. She really does a great job. And if she didn't have that job and I wanted a job, I'd be going after that job. No, that
so
is
you're, you're willing. You're saying you're willing then.
See if there's any part-time openings in the tourism department. I don't want to work full-time because I want to rest for a little while once I retire, I think. But I want to stay active. I just don't want a 9-to-5, you know. I want to see what is all out there. And I think the retiree rebels, who I am going to be welcoming in our next hour, will tell me to not rush into some, you know, new profession or something right away, to give myself a little time to adjust and explore what I want to do and have some fun and sleep in. And that's what we'll be talking about in our next hour. But I do think that Stephanie Klett does a wonderful job promoting the state of Wisconsin. And she got me to go to a number of different places when she's been on the program, too. And the one thing I did do, not with her, which is a regret, but I did it live on the air. I ate Limburger cheese.
Ooh. And it was, live Limburger. That's always a treat.
That was one of the highlights. I don't know if I'd call it. That was one of the highlights of Tell Joy Where to Go. I did go to Greene County. And
Noreen
and,
Record probably made you do that, I bet, down there. Huh? The tourism person.
I visited the place where you can buy the Limburger. And I did stop at that place where you can, Baumgartner's, to have, but I did not have the sandwich there. I just brought back a hunk of it, and we ate it live on the air. And when I say we, it was me and I made Naeja. I made Naeja eat some, my producer.
Yeah. Did you have onions with it?
No, and we should have had a beer to wash it down.
Yeah.
I'm told that
you
helps.
Need that.
But it was not bad at first. It was like, oh, that's kind of buttery and creamy. It's not so bad if you kind of hold your nose because it stinks, and and if you don't smell it, it didn't taste so bad. But then I was like, oh, that's not so bad, and then. Boom, right in the back of my throat. So I needed that beer, but I didn't have it. But that was a lot of fun. Gary, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for all of these ideas. And I know that we will keep in touch, and I know that you will have other assignments for me, but just not formally on the air.
We'll save a spot for you guys on the convertible tour.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Happy travels, Joy.
Thank you very much. Gary Knowles is the president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association, author of Gary's Getaways, which is a feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He is the author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Thank you, Gary Knowles, and thanks for your list of drives and other things. We can be sure to post this on the soon-to-be-retired Joy Cartoon Show Facebook page. Kate Archer-Kent is here to encourage you to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to support all of the programs that you enjoy, but especially if you're listening now and you enjoy this focus on Wisconsin. Make that pledge now to vote for Wisconsin-oriented programming. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just like that, Joy, we made our goal and went one over. So we've had a really nice, strong start to our 6 a.m. goal,
so
6 a.m. morning. So many lovely comments I'm reading here. Erica, a sustainer from Green Bay, who said, please give my best wishes to Joy. She's been my constant companion every morning for the last 6 years, and I feel like I've learned more about the world around me from her show than any other media outlet or college professor. And she goes on to say, my daughter, who's 4, only just recently realized there are other radio stations that play music in the morning. I look forward to raising her with WPR, just like my mom did for me.
Oh, and she is going to be a smarty pants. I know it already. If you're going to be doing that is great.
Well,
I have really loved doing this show. Not only Tell Joy Where to Go, but it's just been a pleasure to be able to talk about fun things and serious things and things that matter to all of us, public policy that affects our lives, recipes that can improve the quality of our lives. It's just been a thrill. I've been very, very privileged to be able to do this. And I wouldn't be able to do it without support from listeners like you. So thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your kind words. Do make your pledge if you haven't already. tell a friend to make a pledge if your friend hasn't pledged already. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, it is your public radio station, the one that wakes you up in the morning, rides with you on your commute. It keeps you company during the day. So make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Cheryl from Edgerton Pledge, she says, thank you for your educational, informational, entertaining, and unbiased programming. You keep me well-informed and entertained as I drive my students throughout southern Wisconsin. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. That's right. We kind of do all of that, don't we, Kate?
Cover all the bases. Yeah. And Cheryl certainly did with that comment. And just so many lovely, lovely comments here. Make your gift right now. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll support the Joy Cardine Show tomorrow. Well, actually, today is the last day of the Joy Cardine Show. Today is your last chance to pledge your support as we thank Joy and look ahead to continued morning conversations and information, keeping the conversation alive.
Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for your pledges. We have exceeded the goal that was set for this hour, and that feels good because we're doing our part. You're doing your part, keeping quality public radio on the air at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine, signing off for now for this early morning conversation. I'll see you around.